Shocker. And listen, if you want to hear about Michael Jackson, the scumbag, I'll talk about him briefly when we get back, and then I'm done talking about it. The only reason I'm going to talk about that freak, that ne'er-do-well drug addict, is because it's an example of modern mind control, and I'll tell you what I think of Michael Jackson when we get back. Then I'll get into real news, not the distraction. Stay with us. Okay, so I want to apologize to all the listeners. I'm not going to talk about somebody so drugged out of their mind they couldn't walk most of the time, who had all sorts of people's kids in a bed with him giving them wine. I'm sorry, I'm not going to talk about how great he is or how good a dancer he is or how sad it is that he's dead. Because the mainstream media wants to cram this down our throats, that circus for 4 hours as the press conference built up and helicopters picking him up like he was Jesus rising, back into heaven. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I am just tired of being assaulted and assailed with images of Michael Jackson. I can't stand Michael Jackson. I remember when he was really big in the early 1980s when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old. I'm 35 now. And the neighborhood kids were running around dressed like Michael Jackson with glitter gloves on. And I wasn't some little kid who was hip or cool or into the cool clothes. I just was cool. And I was like, that guy is a twit. That guy's embarrassing. Your sequin glove looks stupid. I've never liked Michael Jackson. And I'd see these full-grown women at office parties my parents would take me to when I was like 10. Going, don't you just love Michael Jackson? Don't you just love him? And I'd go, no. And they'd get all angry. I mean, what is it with you freaks? It's like some kind of weirdo Michael Jackson cult. I don't like your cult, and I don't like seeing Bat Boy on the news every day. All right, that's it.